Stop. 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 But now stop. Stop.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. I left the station last night after doing... I stayed here a little late and did a little work after the show.
What'd you do?
Oh, nothing. Just, you know, promos and voiceovers and all kinds of, you know,
was I not
fun
needed?
Stuff.
Was I not needed for them?
Okay. I guess you weren't. It was for weekend shows, though. Oh. So I left here around 11:30, got back to the Valley right after midnight, about 12:05.
Ooh, well, you put in a lot of time.
Yeah. I slide into a 7-Eleven in the Valley.
They're always open, dude.
Nice. I love the 7-Elevens. There once a day,
Coffee's,
five times a week.
Coffee is good there.
I go to get a beer, and the freezer's locked. And I go, hey, buddy, you got the key for the freezer? He goes, no, we don't sell beer after midnight. I said, what?
Huh? You do that?
I said, what state am I in? What are we in, Missouri?
When
are we in the Bible Belt?
When did
Kentucky?
This happen? When did this happen?
Last night.
No, but you must have been thinking, when did the law change?
Yeah, I thought, wow, did the law change for every store in the United States that I was unaware of?
Some executive order was issued or something?
I said, where can I get it? He goes, I don't know. He goes, we don't sell it here. I said, Christ almighty.
Well, they do sell it because you saw it.
But the freezer's locked.
Oh, and that's even worse, right? When you see it, it's right in there, but
yeah,
the door is locked.
I can almost... If you put your tongue on the freezer door, on the refrigerator door, you can almost taste it.
Almost taste it, right.
Those little jewels sitting in there.
Looked good, didn't it?
12-pack of Heineken just sitting 6 inches away from my mouth.
Mm.
And I can't get to it.
Ah.
So I said, all right. So I split. I was really ready to spend, $16.99 for a 12-pack.
Yeah, right. You were ready to go. So the guy explained to you, what time do they shut it down? They lock the freezer?
He said midnight. I didn't know that.
And then when will they reopen it?
I don't know. I'm not that guy.
Well,
I'm not.
You're not the 5 a.m.er?
No.
Okay.
I'm not there yet.
But I would assume at about 5 a.m., 6 a.m.
I'd say 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But I'm not the guy at 6:05, 5:55 sitting in the parking lot. Not yet.
No, I understand that. And I'm not suggesting at all that you are that guy. But
right. I may eventually be that guy, but.
I don't think
ain't there yet.
I don't think you'll become that guy. But it's interesting.
I have gone to a bar though at 6 a.m.
Have you really? You've entered.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
entered.
Well, because we used to do a show on the weekends here. They went from 5 to 6 a.m. And the board op one day says, "I'm going down the street to get a drink. You want to go?" And my wife was out of town. I said, "Yeah, I'll go." At 6:10, we pull into this bar, and it just opened, and there's already like two or three guys sitting at the bar,
drinking.
Yeah.
But what'd you have?
I had, I don't know, a beer or something, a shot of vodka, eye opener, something to get the day going.
And what time, let me ask you.
Done it once or twice in my life.
Another piece of information. You had the shot about 6:10 a.m., is that
yeah,
about?
I didn't like it.
When did you wake up that morning? At what time?
4:15.
Okay. So less than 2 hours after your eyes opened.
Yeah, I hit it. But is this the rule with every 7-Eleven? Does anybody have any experience? Because and how do we change this?
Well, I can tell you, it's...
And because there are, Vons across the way, or Long's, is open 24 hours.
Yeah.
And they'll sell beer right up until, 1:50 or so. I drove down to the gas station last night,
mm-hmm.
Deep into the Valley.
Yeah.
Sound like Van Earl Wright. Deep! Little Valley.
Van Earl, man. Van Earl, man. Dude, Van Earl, man.
12 o'clock.
Yeah, nobody sees him, Van Earl, man.
Oh. All right, so I drove to the Arco on Reseda and Oxnard.
Oh, my gosh.
And for $12.99, they'll sell you a 12-pack right up, and it's cheaper, too, right up until like 1:50.
Good, so you got what you needed.
I got what I needed. I got home.
Rite Aid. Is a place where you can go.
What the time do they stop selling?
I think it's 10 o'clock.
What's happening in Los Angeles? I don't understand.
All right.
I don't understand how access to beer is a problem in this city.
Right. Because, here's the amazing thing.
I think the inaccess to beer is a problem.
Well, you know, here's what it is, Tim.
Making people drive all over the city that may be buzzed looking for a place that's going to sell them beer after midnight.
The morality of it is kind of laughable. Here in Los Angeles, I bet you could go
Should be illegal.
I bet you could buy at, what time is this, midnight? Yeah, midnight,
12:05. 12:05, right.
I bet at 12:05 you could have gone and purchased, you know, half a dozen DVDs of pornography. Right? I mean, if we're going to...
Where do you go?
Well, I mean, to any sex shop, right? Couldn't you?
Oh yeah, right, yeah, right.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. I mean, if society is going to place a moral judgment on these things,
you can buy cigarettes.
Right, you could buy cigarettes.
You could go down to McDonald's and buy yourself 15 hamburgers.
You probably could have purchased rolling papers at that at a store.
Absolutely.
Right.
You can go to a bar across the street and get a shot.
Okay. So why?
There's a bar on the block that this 7-Eleven is on. I could have walked down there and had a beer and a shot.
Right. So it's inconsistent and it's silly.
Can somebody tell me why this happens? Is this a citywide ordinance? Is this a 7-Eleven policy?
Who's behind this?
And do other stores do this as well? And what is the use of it? Here are the phone numbers. Maybe somebody knows more about this than I do, because I don't claim to be very bright when it comes to anything, especially selling beer after midnight.
Wow.
520-9710. That's our main number here. 520-9710 and 888.
Yeah, man.
520-9710. I think it should be illegal, because let's say you had a couple of beers. Let's say you had two or three, mm-hmm. and you're going to drive buzzed. And, you know, driving buzzed, I guess, is like driving drunk nowadays. That's what
the billboard says.
That's what the billboard says.
On La Brea.
I don't buy that, but that's what they say. And you go down, you're buzzed, and you go to pick up more beer at 7-Eleven. They're closed. Now you got to get back in the car and risk somebody else's life when you drive across to, you know, up the street to another place.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it should be illegal for establishments to not sell beer until 2 o'clock.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't.
They're cutting down on drunk drivers.
You know, they cut
in
off
in a weird way.
They cut off the sale time, but then it reminds me, growing up, I seem to remember, and I think it's still probably true. I'm not like a big beer drinker, so I do drink wine though, which actually they do cut off at 7-Eleven as well. You can't get wine after at a certain time.
Is that right?
I encountered that,
and they close liquor stores early too.
Well, like on
liquor stores are closing at 9 and 10 o'clock.
But like on Sunday morning. Isn't back in New York where I grew up, I think it was before noon on Sunday you couldn't purchase.
Yeah, I'm not sure that happens out here.
Okay.
I know it does in Oregon, though.
Yeah. It's
in Oregon, the liquor stores aren't even open on Sunday.
It's ridiculous.
You cannot buy a bottle of liquor on a Sunday in the state of Oregon.
It's outrageous.
I'm going to repeat that because I think it's very important. Since you don't have TiVo for your radio, I'm going to repeat it.
Go for it.
You cannot buy a bottle of liquor on Sunday in the state of Oregon. Who's benefiting? Not the state. They're losing sales. Not the guy who wants liquor. He's home, you know, pushing the little Wii around.
I'll tell you who obviously this is obviously some nutty, Bible thumping, holier than thou.
But I don't believe that, because not in Los Angeles. If we were in the Midwest or in the Bible Belt, again, if we were
in Oregon,
you know, Kentucky,
but why Sunday? Why did they pick Sunday? Because Sunday is for Christians is the holy day. Why didn't they pick Wednesday?
You know what,
why didn't they pick?
I don't know, but you know what? It's
Monday.
Also the West Coast as well, because in Oregon, every liquor store closes in Oregon.
Yeah.
Every one of them,
right?
Every single night at 7 p.m.
Wow,
in the summer.
So you can't go buy a six-pack at 7:30 at night?
You can buy a six-pack at a grocery store,
okay,
but you can't buy hard liquor
right
after 7 p.m. in a liquor store in Oregon. But you know what? You can go across the street until 2 a.m. and drink as much as you want.
In a bar or whatever.
I don't understand it. I mean, I don't understand how establishments... First of all, the state of Oregon controls all the liquor as well.
Of course.
They're all state-owned stores. All right. Let's talk to a...
They are?
Yeah. The state owns all of them.
All of the liquor stores are owned by the state?
Yeah, they're all state run.
Really?
Yeah. In Ohio, I think, too. All right, let's talk to David in Studio City on 97.1.
Hey.
Hey.
Yo, yeah, so 7-Eleven shuts it down at midnight. That's horrible. It's ridiculous. So I went and I bought alcohol there right before they shut it down. And then we went to Safeway, and we got alcohol at 2. And we went back to Safeway to get alcohol at 6, and he asked us if we'd been drinking. I said, what do you think? I was just here at 2 in the morning.
That's pretty good. All right, Sandy and Chino, you're on 97.1.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I went to 7-Eleven like at 10:30 actually, and I was trying to pull open the door to get a Mickey's. I love Mickey's. And the guy's like, we don't sell it at this time. There's a correctional facility down the street.
Oh, really? All right,
I
so
was
it
like,
depends.
What the F? And then I went across to the AMPM, same thing. And then I was like,
wow.
Out of luck.
Wow, that's outrageous. All right, thanks, Sandy. So maybe that's it. Maybe if you're close to a correctional facility.
Yeah, maybe some of them.
Yeah, but wait a minute. But why are they not selling it close to a correctional facility? The people who are being corrected are in the facility. The people who are outside shouldn't be punished for what the people did inside.
Another great point. That's true.
You know? I don't get it.
That's right. I mean, if I were in the correctional facility, well, then treat me differently because I've obviously done something to be here.
Yeah, but don't beat us up. We haven't done anything.
Right. We're not in there.
Right. Yeah, we're not in there because either we haven't gotten caught or we didn't do what you guys did. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The really weird laws in the state of California, where you can and cannot buy beer and liquor after night, after dark. It's unreal. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. What's the deal with some of these liquor stores or grocery stores and 7-Elevens not selling beer after a certain hour?
No. Yeah. What's the deal with that, man?
What's going on with that, man?
So we're going to go get some beers. And,
Jesus Christ, man.
We wanted to, it was like
20... Right. Misty in Simi Valley, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, guys. Yeah. You guys are brilliant. You know, I just wanted to say that when I lived in Newbury Park, I went to a Ralph's out there, and I was in the store about, I don't know, 11:30, got a couple things and a bottle of Bailey's. I went to go check out. I swear it was like 5 after midnight.
Right.
And the guy said, "Oh, sorry, can't sell us to you."
Yeah, they turn him away
after midnight.
Yes, after midnight.
Couldn't you convince him that you would put that in the cart around 11:50?
I did. I tried to. I told him. I said, "Hey, it was in my cart." And he's like, "Sorry, can't sell it to you."
You know what? That's interesting. Actually, the rule should be the time you enter the store. Like if you begin shopping, you know, at a certain time.
Right.
I agree with that too.
Yeah.
Okay. Agree. And I went up to the manager because I was like kind of ticked because it was Bailey's. I was having a party the next day, and I'll see you like getting your coffee. And I'm like, I'm not going to get up at 6. He goes, "Well, you can get up at 6 and come here and get it at that time." I'm like, that's ridiculous. You know, it's just, I don't know, the manager was like, whatever, you can just sign some papers and crap and have people sign.
I know. I guess they get fined if they do that.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Thanks,
yeah.
Misty.
There's investigators, so they will get... serious fine if they're busted.
Michael in Granada Hills, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, hey. I used to run a truck stop, and I can tell you why they quit selling before time. And we used to close our liquor sales down at 12 o'clock.
Why?
The reason is because of the competency of the help. And I don't mean that derogatory, but you generally don't have your best people there.
Oh, I see. All right. You mean checking IDs and stuff?
Right. And they'll sell after hours, so... The manager will usually go home at 12, and you're kind of left with the low end.
I see. No, you're right. All right. I understand that, but I still don't understand then why a guy who owns a business that is less than a quarter of a mile away from 7-Eleven can sell his beer until 1:50.
Right. It seems on.
Should be a blanket, you know. All right. Taylor in Mission Viejo, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right, man.
Hey, I'm an EMT out in L.A. County, and I actually I love this law.
Why is that?
Because if they were serving alcohol any later at midnight at these, you know, gas stations at 7-Elevens, I swear to God, I'd be up all night running calls on bums getting tanked.
But you know what, sir?
On bums getting tanked. I see.
Yeah, but right. Yeah. But with what you do for a living, and I know it's a tough job, you know, and it would seem that any reasonable person would understand that if somebody wants to get alcohol after midnight, if they really need to get their hands on a beer, they're gonna find it. They're gonna go to a bar. They're gonna go to a place where they can consume it and purchase
it. Yeah, but his point was that the homeless would be all bombed.
I got that. No, I got that. But just the ridiculousness of the law is the inconsistency of it, of the policy. It's just so amazing. I mean, and it's always made me kind of wonder why people think that they can.
you know, regulate your behavior. If you want to get a drink, you're going to find a drink at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Brandon in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to talk for a second about down here in Long Beach, they usually go dry in the downtown section of downtown at 11 p.m. on weeknights at nearly every liquor store. I think from Orange to the 710 and 7th Street South.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all downtown. I mean, the bar's still selling everything, but
this is why I think it's a dumb law. Because people who go to a 7-Eleven or a Vons or a Ralph's to buy liquor, they're not drinking it in the parking lot. They're going to go home and drink it. And they're going to be off the road. Yet in a bar, it stays open until 2 a.m., and what does everyone do at 2 a.m.?
Right, they're not sleeping at the bar.
Yeah, they get in their car. I think it would prevent a lot more drunk drivers on the road if these places stayed open late.
To flip it, you think actually, if anything, it should be flipped.
Keep the bars open. If I were the mayor of the city of Los Angeles, I would keep bars open 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Will that be part of your platform when you run?
Might be, yeah. But the problem I rest in, and I'm not sure who came up with this, I guess it's to get guys home. But when the bar closes at 2, everybody hits the streets. If the bar was open till 6 a.m., you could stop drinking at 2 and just drink coffee and play pool and mellow out.
Yeah, maybe get a little breakfast in you.
Yeah, until 6 a.m. and then drive home. But they kick everybody's ass out at 2 a.m., unless you know a really good bar. Then they close the door and you can hang with the owner and drink all night. Been to those places before. But I don't know. I don't know if those places exist anymore.
Well, I'm sure they do.
All right. Let's talk to Thomas in Brentwood. You're on 97.1.
Gentlemen, good evening.
Hey.
I hope you guys share my angst with this topic. It's time for people to start taking responsibility for their drinking skills. No self-respecting man would go out on a Saturday night and not have at least a case of beer back at his place. Let's start planning. Proper preparation prepares for performance. Let's take some responsibility, gentlemen, for ourselves, okay?
Right. I mean, you know, a lot of us are starting to act like pot smokers. We're waiting until we're totally out until we buy some more.
Let me tell you, back in the day before I was married with kids and too tired to go out, I'm telling you, the first thing I would do on Friday and Saturday night is I would go and buy that beer around 6 o'clock because I knew that party was coming back to the house. So, you know, we're starting to sound like liberals around here worrying about it's the government's responsibility to get us beer after midnight.
You're right. We need a good ass kicking from you. It's our responsibility.
Have a good night, gentlemen.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, buddy. You take care of yourself. In Canada, they do that as well. You can't buy a beer after like 6 p.m. And they have a beer store. You can't buy it in a supermarket.
Oh, really?
You have to go to a beer store.
A separate establishment.
Yeah, and then you have to go to a liquor store. They're not the same store.
Really?
There's a store called the beer store. That's all they sell.
Just beer.
Yeah. And that's state run. The liquor stores are state run. So you got, if you want to go get a sandwich, you want to go get a loaf of bread, a bottle of wine, and a six-pack of beer, you got to make 3 stops.
You got to bounce around a lot.
Jesus Christ.
Not convenient, I'll tell you that.
Global warming could all be solved if they put all those stores together, man.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.